Welcome to Phys Ed Talk. I'm your host, Colton Dickerson. Today I got Carter Garland with me. He's a former student of Carrollton City Schools and Carroll County School District. I'm just going to talk with him a little bit about his experience with physical education in high school. So how many years did you, out of the 4 years you were in high school, how many semesters did you take of physical education?
All of them.
All semesters?
Physical education and weightlifting, you know, every semester.
Okay.
So,
you know that, did you know that you're only required one semester of it in high school?
Yeah.
It's only required that you only take one semester. You take one semester of physical education and health. I mean, I was the same way as you, though. I took one semester of physical education in my freshman year, and also took health as well. And I checked in with my physical education teacher and went to the weight room. Because I was a football player.
Yeah.
Did you have... I know you were a former baseball player. Did you have a similar situation where you got to skip out on the physical education and go to the weight room? Or did you have to actually stay with your actual class?
I actually had to stay with my class. So I did, you know, weightlifting as a separate thing from, you know, physical education. I also took a class about... like how to wrap ankles, do CPR, you know, basically like sports med.
Right.
Did
you take that and like physical education in the same semester, or was that like a supplement to?
That was a supplement.
Okay.
So like I did one semester. I'm sorry, I did two semesters of sports med, but I was in weightlifting at the time as well.
So. Okay. Okay. So you did both.
Yeah.
You did sports med and physical education, but you were doing weight training.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I did. Me being a football player, there really was no option for me. I'm sure was it similar to you where you had no option? It was you took weight training because you played baseball.
Yeah, I had no option. That was required of us.
Right. I think it's that doesn't surprise me. I mean, that's what you see with athletes, but. You know, some kids in the state of Georgia only take one semester of it, and they're done for the rest of their time in high school.
Yeah, I think it should be required more than that.
I agree.
I think physical, you know, education is very important.
It's very important. I don't know if you know this or not, but studies have been done, and students that are more active actually do better in school.
I could see why that happens. I mean, keeping your body healthy and, you know, treating it the right way and knowing more about how to treat it the right way would lead to, you know, more success.
Right.
I mean, honestly.
Getting blood flowing through your body.
Yes.
Flowing through your brain, working your brain like that.
And I can say, like, getting up first thing in the morning and working out, it is proven to, you know, increase your day,
right?
Like, of what you can make out of your day.
I definitely could see that being a thing, 100%. It's just for me, getting out of the bed is the hardest thing in the world.
Yeah, I completely understand that, man.
So,
I feel that on a personal level.
Yeah, right. I don't think. If you're a morning person out there, man, God bless, because it's pretty hard being a morning person. As I spoke about how you were both a Carrollton City School student and a Carroll County School District student, going to Carrollton High School and Villarica High School. What was your experience between both schools? Which did one stand out more than the other as far as the physical education programs?
Yes, Carrollton did for sure. Carrollton really does have a good program set up there for their physical education. I took most of my physical education at Carrollton of stuff other than weightlifting. At Villarica, I only took weightlifting.
Okay.
So with that, you know, they did have like a sports medicine class, but from what I know of it, it's not as good as the one at Carrollton.
Right.
the one at Carrollton made us be involved. Like, we had to stand on the sidelines for football games, baseball games, volleyball. I mean, different sports.
Right.
And, you know, we had to help if somebody got hurt. So we had to put in 40 hours every, you know, semester.
Right.
And, I mean, it really taught us more about other sports, how to deal with injuries with it. I mean, it did help a lot.
That's really cool. I like the idea of that. How did that work out? Did you ever run into an issue where you were taking that class during baseball season?
Yeah, so if you were in season four sport, you didn't have to, you know, do those hours, but you had to make up for it the next semester.
Okay. So, well, like, and like completely?
Yeah.
Like double load? Or was there...
I mean, it really wasn't that hard because, like, with football, you know, we would go be on the sidelines and help them.
Right.
One football game was, like, 20 hours. Like, it wasn't actual...
Oh, it wasn't counted by actual hours you spent?
Yeah. It was... I'm sorry, I told you wrong. It's 10 hours.
Oh,
so
okay.
So we had to do 4 football games.
Okay.
Or 4 volleyball games.
Right.
Or 4 soccer games. Or, you know, just something that we could make.
Right. That makes sense. That makes sense. I could definitely see that being doable.
Yeah.
So, but that's pretty cool. I'm glad I got to talk to you today about this information. Because me being a physical education guy, I like learning about other people's experience in high school and you know, just comparing it to what my experiences was and what I've learned in college so far about what a good physical education program looks like.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you sitting down and talking with me today.
Yeah, man. We shook hands, just so you know.